Blog Talk Radio.
My story this wonderful, beautiful Sunday morning. We just thank you for just coming in and just hearing us early this morning. Amen. Your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston, Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. And we're just so excited and so happy what God is doing. God never fails. He always has some solution. He always have a word that he always want to give us, to protect us, to save us, to keep us. And this morning, amen, we're going to get into the word of God. Beware of false teachers. Beware of deceivers. Amen. And the scriptures we're going to be coming from, amen, Galatians, the 6th chapter, for your consideration, the 6th through the 10th verse. 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 6th through the 12th verse, 18th verse through the 20th. And then we want you to take a good look at 2 John, and you can read that whole entire chapter. But the title of the lesson, Watch Out for Deceivers. Now, we know that deceivers are falsehood, right? We know that. So anything that's false, you know it's not Christ. So anytime that you're dealing with anything, I don't care what it is, you have to realize that God gave you the wisdom and the understanding to know the difference between the two, the things that are true and the things that are false. And we know what false is. And Jesus, you know, he warned, he told his disciples, and he warned them of the false prophets. He let them know, those false Christs and false prophets will rise and that they would, with great signs and wonder, try to lead astray even the elect. That's coming from Matthew, 24th chapter, 5th verse, 11th verse, and then the 23rd chapter, 25th verse, and then Mark, the 13th chapter, the 6th verse, 21st through the 23rd verse, and then Luke, the 21st chapter, and the 8th verse. That's a lot of scripture, but you'd be surprised about how many scriptures God has associated with that. And in this subject today, the word truth is used about 4 times. Amen. God wants us not to go to sleep and not, be unconcerned about what's around us, what's going on, and what we're listening to. Because so many times, amen, we get caught up, into false information. Information leads to bad decisions. So we have to make the right choices. And today we want to emphasize on false teachers in the church. But I want to spread this out a little broader, simply because if the church don't have it right, there's no way that the world gonna have it right. You know, so the world, you know, doesn't care. The world doesn't care about the church. So we have to get it right. We have to be that example to those, amen, that's in darkness, those that are not saved. Now I want to read Galatians, the 6th chapter, the 6th through the 10th verse, which is very good. I'm going to try to cover as much as I can. And it says here, starting, it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches all good things. All good things. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it has something to do with your family, your friends, your job, whatever area you may be working in or whatever capacity that you're working in, whether it's your organization or whether it's, you know, in the White House. I don't care where it's at. But we should be able to communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. The 7th verse said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So you see, what goes around come around. In other words, if you put out corrupt seed, you're going to receive corrupt seed. If you put out good, you're going to receive good. If you put out holy information, guess what? You're going to get holy information back. But we want to, you know, talk about many are risen in these last and crucial times. We are in the time where there's so much religion going on. Amen. Praise God. And I want to give you just a little background scripture on that and give you some information. You know, now the statistics and survey, you know, they try to, you know, break it down the best way they know how. But we know sometimes in the survey, the statistics that they break down, it may be 10, 12, 13 years old. So if we look at the survey from Harvard Institution, they're saying roughly in the United States there's like 350,000 religious congregation in the U.S. So we just talking about the U.S., okay? So they're trying to say there's like 77,000, you know, religion, and it's about more than 60,000 members. But we know that you can give and take on that. So I even also looked up and researched also another survey that it was called the Pew, and they try to say that the people that they interview from 18 and older, they said there had been more than 35,000, which is about 28%, that are left or have, or if they left a religion, then they either went to another religion or they decided they're not going to be affiliated with the religion at all. So you got 28%. So you just think about that, you know, because we're talking about America, amen, which we have what, over, if I can quote it right, I believe that we have over 300 million people here in the United States. It may be just a little bit more. But what they're trying to say, and they broke down that the Protestant is about 5%, okay, and versus the Catholic, which is 21%, which they said it was a great loss in the Catholic religion simply because of the things that were going down. So many people have decided to either go into another religion or they're not affiliated with a religion at all. So we look at these statistics, and then they try to tell you about the immigrants that are coming in, and they are representing several worlds, okay, but they brought it to the United States. So we're talking about Islam, you know, Buddhist, Hinduism, we're talking about Jews and Jehovah's Witnesses, and we're talking about, well, Christians. We know that they're trying to say the Protestants, the Catholics, and the Orthodox, all that's supposed to be, you know, Christian. But we know, different. We know that that's not correct. But what they're saying is we have, in the United States, the majority is Christian. So they're saying it's over 80% of Christian here in the United States. So what I'm saying, what are you saying? What I'm saying is everybody don't have the truth. Everybody, why is it we have so many religions? We don't need all those religions. All we need is salvation today. Jesus spoke about his salvation, the salvation that God had put in place. But we come up with so many other information and doctrine, and it doesn't all relate to one another, because the Bible tells us in Corinthians that all his people speak the same thing. We mind the same thing, we say the same thing, and we have all things in common. But when you examine some of these religions, you find out that they are not according to the Holy Scripture. Now, let's go into the word even further. I just want to bring that little statistic because I want you to know that you got to be aware of all these different religions. Somebody don't have the truth. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, you know, you should be able to discern, you know, whether they are truth or not. Now, it's dependent on the individual, too, because sometimes people don't want the truth. You know, some people say, you know, well, I belong to the Baptists, I belong to the Catholics, but they never said that they were saved. They never said they were born again of the water and of the Spirit. So we have to be very careful, amen, about false teachers. Now, we're coming from 2 John, the first chapter, and it says, the elders unto the elect lady and her children, who I love in the truth. And not only, but also all they that have known the truth. Now, here I want to emphasize here that is so many that are against women preachers, women teachers, and so forth, and they say, God hasn't called a woman. But why is this scripture here? And it let us know that John himself, amen, and if you know a little bit about John, John was one of those disciples that loved Jesus so much. Out of all the disciples, John stayed in the bosom of God. And he loved God more. You know, it just seemed like he just couldn't get enough of him. So when John wrote this, he was writing, amen, because he was telling, amen, about the false teachers, the false prophets. And he was talking about the women in the church at the time, at this particular time, this woman, at that time, they were going from house to house. And we know that even today, you know, preachers, you know, God leaves many, you know, to have house prayer and house ministry and so forth. So if you go back in the book of Acts, you'll find out that when the Holy Ghost came and it fell on each and every one of them, and they went from house to house preaching and teaching. And during this time, that's what they were doing a lot of preaching and teaching. And it never mentioned who this lady's name is, but it doesn't matter. But we know that she was a female and that she had the truth, and she was teaching, amen, the word of God. But we got so many that's fighting women, that hate women in the pulpit. Even to the 21st century, you got, amen, you got many that saying that God did not call a woman, amen, to preach the gospel or teach the word of God. They're women fighters, amen, not knowing the scripture. They error because they do not know the truth. Now, where this error come from, it didn't come from God. This persuasion did not come from God. So we have to be aware of the false teachers and preachers, amen, because You have to know the word of God to be able to discern, amen, and be able to know false teaching when you hear it. They're using the word of God. Don't get it wrong now. They're taking words out of those scriptures, amen, and they twist it and they pervert it, amen, to fit their occasion, to speak whatever they desire and so forth, to justify what they want to say. But in John, amen, the 10th chapter, he said, my sheep hear my voice, a stranger they will not hear. So we know that when John, you know, did this letter, and he was an elder at the time, so we know that this woman was chosen by God. She was chosen to do a work, amen, and she loved the truth. And we need to stand up for what is right. We got so many that's taken down, so many that's fearful for what's going to happen to them, what's going to happen to their job, what's going to happen to their family. But you know what? You got to have the faith to believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because the word let us know, amen, if we don't have the faith as a grain of mustard seed and we can't believe in the God that created us, the one that created the heavens and earth, the one that made all things possible, something's wrong with that picture. Something's wrong. You need to find out who God really is. You really need to find out, because one day, amen, that we all going to have to give account of the words that come out of our mouth and our deeds. So many times, like I said, we got the truth. See, God wants the truth to be spoken. He wants the word to go out, and he wants souls to be saved. But what happened? The devil got it going on, fighting over titles and fighting over churches, who church the biggest, and, you know, and I got more people than you do. Look, you're missing the whole point. Many of you are sitting in church every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, got ministries in you and will not go out and minister as God can command you to do it. You're sitting up there hearing the same old thing, getting overweight spiritually. And some of you are just taking in a whole lot of false doctrine, false teaching, and has nothing to do with salvation at all. Let's go a little bit further. But we know, amen, the truth. We got to have the truth. And the truth is going to make us free. So it says in the second verse, it says, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. See, God is nothing but truth. And somebody said, well, what is truth? Look, that is the biggest thing that's going on. What is truth? There's no big deal or no some kind of discovery what truth is. We know that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is truth. I am the way and the truth and the light. So, you know, we try to make it look like truth is something else. It's not nothing else. It's all about the plan of salvation and your purpose and your task that God has called you to do. But what happened is that we got so many false preachers and false teachers out here that's perverting the gospel, twisting the word of God, and people can't come into the truth because they are confused. You know why? Because they will not trust God. That's why you're confused. That's why you don't know what religion is right. That you don't know, amen, who's teaching right. You know why? Because you will not seek the Lord. If you will seek the Lord, amen, and ask God for understanding, and God will lead you and guide you into truth, amen, you will not have to question whether God is real or whether God is true. You will know it because the Spirit searches all things and it knows all things. See, the thing of the flesh, amen, praise God, the enemy, amen, he's going to tell you, he's not going to tell you the truth. So what do you expect him to tell you? He's not going to give you the word of God. He's not going to show you the word of God. He's not going to prove. And one thing that the enemy cannot do, he cannot live it. He cannot live a holy, sanctified life. So what we got now is what we call religion. Now, there's so many religions out here, you know, and like I said, the survey may be over 10 years, amen. But look, it has been so many religions done add to it, amen. So statistics, amen, it varies, you know, so, you know, from year to year. So the thing about it is God want us to pay attention to what's going on, because so many are asleep and they're just custom and used to tradition, and they caught up into it and they miss the word of God. And they so busy fighting over churches and fighting over titles, and that did God call a woman, and did God look. If you will mind your business and do what God tell you to do, and the next fellow mind his business and do what God tell him to do, nobody don't have time, amen, to be fighting over, amen, praise God, titles and scriptures and fighting over, you know, whether God call an individual. That's not up to you. It's up to God to decide that. And so every man has to stand before God, amen, and you can't be the judge. You can't be God. So the thing about it is you got Pharisees and Sadducees will not serve God, will not go in, and don't want nobody else to go in. And that is the way it is. We got to know the truth. You shall know them by the fruits they bear. Amen. And every time, amen, that you're able to win souls, let me tell you, heaven's rejoices, amen, over 99 that don't need the truth and don't want the truth, do not even care if there's a truth. But you got that soul, amen, praise God, that's rejoicing and coming in, amen, and loving God and doing all the right things. This is what we need in the world, in our society, in our community today. The third verse says, grace be with you and mercy, peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. See, we got to walk in love. See, that's another thing. See, let me say this. The Bible says, examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. First, you got to examine you. You can't be examining everybody else. Examine you first. Examine you, because God going to hold you responsible for what you know and where you getting your information from. And the reason why is because we got to have the truth that when we are witnessing, when we are out there ministering, that we'll give somebody else the truth, that we won't cause nobody else to fall. And many have fallen because of false teaching, false prophets, amen. I don't believe in baptism. Well, I believe you're supposed to sprinkle. I don't believe you're supposed to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was back then. Look, cut that foolishness out. You need understanding, amen. You need, amen, the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not up to you, amen, praise God, to spoil, to bring out false information. Sometimes if you just don't know, it's best to not say nothing. You can always say, let me research, or I'll get back with you. But many times we set up there and we lie, and we know that we're lying. We know, amen, that a lot of things that God has said, we twist it and we try to change it and try to say that God didn't mean it that way. He didn't mean it that way. God don't expect you to do all that. You have a mind of your own. You are an individual with gifts and talents, and you have, amen, the wisdom and the smarts, amen, to go to God for yourself. Don't let no man deceive you with vain words, with information that's false. You know it's not right. So the thing about it is, he said that, you know, It says that grace and truth be, you know, wisdom, mercy, and peace from God the Father. You know, that we'll walk in truth and love. See, and let me tell you another thing. You can have the Word of God, you can have the letter, and not have the Spirit of God at all. So people know the Scripture, the devil knows the Scripture too. And he will twist it and pervert it, and he'll make it look like it's so much logic to, oh, that makes so much sense. Let me tell you something. God took the foolish things to confound the wise, and you better find out what God is saying about the Scripture. What God, because the Bible says, search the Scripture in that you think that you have eternal life. Amen. So, you know, you can have a letter and not have the Spirit of God. And the Bible tells us to walk in love. We walk with love. Let me tell you something. You can have the Word of God and be the most hateful, the meanest, the nastiest person in this world. Do you think that God is of that? That lets you know right there that tree is known by the fruits it bears. It knows the Scripture. It knows the Word. It knows how to correct you. But they mean as the devil and hateful as a snake. And I tell you one thing, the Word comes with love, because you, Jesus Christ, he taught on the Mount Olive. He taught, amen, with love. You got to have love when you're teaching. You got to show people that you're not coming to condemn them and put them down. People already know that they are not doing the right thing. People know, amen, that they are sinners. They know, amen. But we, amen, that knows the truth, amen, we were one time that way. But somebody prayed for us. Somebody witnessed us to the truth, and we came into the truth and into the knowledge, amen, of Jesus Christ. So we have to do likewise. When Jesus came, love and kindness have I drawn thee. Amen, praise God. God didn't come to condemn the world. He came to fulfill, amen. He didn't come to destroy the prophets, amen. He didn't come, amen, but he come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. God is not the enemy. God is not alien. Man is. Jesus was here before man was. God was here before Abraham. Do you understand that? He is the Almighty God. We are the pilgrims in a strange land, passing through. And some of us, amen, haven't even begun in the spirit. We're so busy, amen, looking at everybody else and judging everybody else. And you missing the whole thing. You missed the truth. Because the devil got you, amen, being the judge, the jury, and the executor. Who made you the judge? Who gave you that authority? Because that's not of God. That spirit did not come from God. That's another spirit, and it's not of God. But it says in the fourth verse, it said, I rejoiced greatly and found of the children walking in truth as we have received the commandments from the Father. See, walking in truth, when you walk in the truth, there's peace, there's love, there's the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, long-suffering, tolerance, I mean self-control. Amen, praise God. You need to examine yourself, because sometimes we can get off track, amen, because we're so caught up, amen, everybody, what everybody else doing, and we so off track ourselves. So let us, amen, praise God, mind what we say. Let us mind what we do and what we are teaching and what we're saying to people, because that's their livelihood. Amen. The Bible tells in Ezekiel the 28th in the 33rd chapter. Matter of fact, it's the 33rd chapter. It tells you if you warn the wicked, how do you know that they wouldn't change? How would you know that they wouldn't turn from their sinful ways? Until you teach and preach and teach them, amen, you will never know. And he tells us in there, he said, but if you warn the wicked, can be saved. But if we warn not the wicked, amen, the blood is on our hands. So the thing about it is, is not so much a warning as what we're saying. So we're talking about false teachers, false prophets, because there are many. The Bible speaks about in the book of Revelation, you got many apostles. It's in the last days, amen, many shall rise and deceive many. Don't be deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that which he also reaps. And we hope that you got something out of the message. God is doing great things. Don't be deceived. Look, your life is valuable. Look, your birthright, let me tell you something, is more than anything in this world. Because this world, let me tell you something, it's not going to last long. Everything's going to perish. Everything is going to vanish away. But the word of God shall be everlasting and everlasting and forever. Amen. So we thank you for tuning in. Push my story. Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something. But the thing about it is knowing the truth. This is what God expects us to know, the truth, and the truth shall make you free.